bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 34th Psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. At some point during the month, most of us sit down to pay some bills. Now, I could be wrong, but most of us have noticed that sometimes what is supposed to be paid out doesn't always equal that which has come in. In short, income is less than outgo. That was the way it was for a man who received a sharp letter from one of his creditors demanding payment. He wrote back to the company and said, "Dear sirs, every month I take all my bills and put them on the table. I shuffle them and pay off the top six in the pile. If I receive any more letters with the same tone as the last one you sent, next month you'll be out of the shuffle entirely." Great idea, but I doubt if it worked. Incredibly, many folks use the same philosophy when it comes to their souls. They take a look at all the things they want to do and the things they want to have and keep those things at the top of their pile. Then, if God indicates that he would like to be part of their lives, they throw a tirade and let him know that if he keeps it up, they're going to take him out of the shuffle altogether. Bad idea, and I'm sure it won't work. We have a Lord who gave his Son to save us. Even more than that, every day our God watches over us and keeps us from unseen dangers and unanticipated problems. It is both right and reasonable that thanking him should always be at the top of the shuffle. The psalmist said, "At all times I will bless the Lord, and his praise will always be in my mouth." That's a fellow who knew God needed to be at the top. We pray. Dear God, forgive me the times when I've shuffled you to the bottom of my priority list. You've done so much. I owe you so much. Make my sinful heart grateful and ready to praise you. In your name, amen.